Six landscaping.
Is Ron in by chance?
No, he's not available right now.
You know if he's going to be getting in today, or is he just kind of in and out throughout the day?
Who am I talking to?
My name's Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff. I'm trying to follow up here on a finance offer we had sent out to him in the business about 2 weeks ago. Is there maybe a better time to call back or a voicemail or email there? I can leave some details for when he gets back in.
Is this regarding financing?
Yeah, we had sent out a pre-approval there for some equipment and working capital. The business actually had recently been pre-approved for right around $250K.
What's your guys' interest rate?
It's just going to depend on which program you were looking to do there and kind of how much you were looking to do. Did you guys have any plans there for the business coming up?
No. What's the lowest rate you got?
I mean, rates start as low as 0% there, so I mean, it's just going to kind of vary on what you guys are looking to do and kind of the terms there that you guys are able to work with. Was it more on the capital or equipment side there?
More on the capital.
Okay. What is it you guys usually?
Because it's capital and equipment. Looking at buying some equipment, two pieces of equipment, and then looking at expanding.
Okay. Business been well for you guys this year?
Yeah, it's going crazy.
Okay. You know, as far as the two pieces there, what was the equipment you guys were looking at?
It's a dingo.
A dingo?
A dingo and a trencher.
And a trencher? Do you usually buy them used or new?
Don't know. I'm looking at them.
Okay.
I don't know if I just buy it new or...
Yeah, I mean, the good situation here is if you're looking to bring on equipment and you're looking for some capital, our programs here, you know, we do both, and we're able to keep them separate. So what we're able to do is get you approved there on the equipment side, which opens up a lot more capital space there for you. Did you have a...
What's interested on equipment?
Equipment's usually, it's a lot more straightforward. It's kind of your traditional kind of loan, you know. Rates kind of tend to start in the mid-single digits. It is a little bit more based off of credit, so if that's working into your favor, that'll help you out. But working on the working capital, it's more based off of your top-line revenue as opposed to your credit. It just kind of allows you to access more cash than most line of credits do. Do you know what you guys did in sales there last year for the business?
Yeah, around $700,000.
Okay. You know, did you guys have a specific number there that you were looking for on capital, or were you just maybe interested to see how much you guys could get approved for?
No, I'm looking at what your interest rate on it is, because if it's around, you know, on the business side, 3-6%,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm fine with it, but I'm not looking at it for probably another, you know, 30, 60 days.
Okay, you guys are kind of tied up right now for the moment with the business?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, the good thing is here, too, with the approvals, once you are approved and in the system, the offer is good for 90 days. It's kind of a good little tool and knowledge to have in the back pocket there for when you are making the purchases, just kind of knowing what you have available to you. I know you said next month or two is when you might be looking to bring this on, so, you know, getting paperwork and the financing out of the way might benefit you guys in the long run. But as far as the $700K for your guys' sales, you're probably in the realm of, I would say, anywhere from about maybe $55,000 to $80,000 there in unsecured capital there that we could free up. It kind of allows you to use it for however you see fit. As far as the expansion goes, was it going to be used for, like, marketing, or did you have payroll and, like, operations you wanted to manage while expanding there? What was the situation?
It's most likely payroll and product.
Okay.
For cash flow.
And, cash flow there for you. Are you guys on, like net 30s, net 60s there with some of your, like, contracts and payout structures, or is it pretty upfront with you?
Pretty upfront. Some of them are net 30, 45.
Okay, but that doesn't tend to happen all too often.
No.
Okay. Only sometimes there. Okay. And then are you guys commercial, residential? Do you do a little bit of both?
Well, we do 80% I mean 80% residential, 20% commercial.
Okay. How long have you guys been in business over there?
40 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. You guys have been through some serious times there. That's quite impressive. Are you one of the owners there with the business there, or what's your role there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is
But
definitely something.
what's so if it's 80 grand, let's just say it's 80 grand. What's the interest rate on it, and how is it paid? Is it paid monthly payments?
Yeah, so as far as the terms on the capital, they're anywhere from 3 to 36 months. Typically, first timers get in the 6 to 24 month range. And then the payout structures are either daily, weekly, or monthly. Have you guys worked with working capital before in the past?
Yeah,
Okay.
and so yeah, basically, it's a and then signing up, are you asking for there's a certain amount of fee that's associated with taking out this?
No, there's no like collateral or anything like that that you guys have to put up. It's completely
No,
unsecured.
I'm saying if it's a 60,000, $80,000 loan, okay. Is there a fee that's attached to it? Like saying, okay, to take out this loan, it's going to be at 3% interest. However, we're going to be, attaching a, if you pay it off below this time, it's this amount, and if you pay it after, then
I
it's
see.
attached to a fee that's.
Yeah, so as far as like paying back like early, we actually offer discounts on it. I know a lot of banks and private firms there, they'll actually charge you to pay it off early. We actually offer discounts. I believe they're anywhere from like the 4 to 6% range there on the, I believe on the remaining interest balance. I'm not sure. It depends on which program there you would qualify for. But underwriters, once you are approved, they can actually break down what you would actually owe if you paid back, 1 month early, 2 months early. There's a lot of benefits here to the programs that we offer, and it's a lot to
So
do with you.
what I'm getting at is that if I take out an $80,000 loan and it's at 3%, so that's $2,400,
Okay.
okay? Correct? So 80 would be returned 82 four.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
Okay. Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah, so what we do is a fixed payback amount. I mean, you can calculate it into an interest, but you'll basically have whatever the approval is for the amount, then you'll have a payback, and the two are just added up, and then it's just divided by the term length, and then the term structure you choose there, whether we get you approved on the daily, weekly, or monthly. When you worked with the working capital in the past, what was your experience like there? Did they have a
Well, I
structure
mean,
set up for you?
the payment structure was, a weekly basis.
Weekly.
However, it was, take out the money and then they put a fee on it, which basically is the interest, and so it was a $8,000 fee to process the loan, and
Okay.
as long as I paid it underneath the 1 year, then they discounted it, and
Okay.
if not, then it was, locked in.
Okay, yeah, that sounds very similar to the same structure that we have here. I think that the only difference may be the discount amount that you would qualify for. But
Yeah,
I know you.
so because the reason why I'm asking, because I'm going through, my loan through the bank to see if I get approved. Because it's more straightforward and it is based on 3 to 8%. And there is no, fee, and then it's divided amongst. So your loan is basically the same what I just got done paying off.
Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to get a better picture there of what, what was it you had before? Was it just like a short-term kind of quick turnover? You just had like a slow period, or was it for expansion there in the past? What was the working capital you used for?
It was for expansion.
Okay. And was it a
And
like a shorter
so,
term?
yeah, it was 1 year.
1 year? Okay. Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean it's you're in the realm there of what you were in the past, and then based off of that, if you have a history with it and you know your credit, I mean, time in business, 40 years, that's going to help you out tremendously, especially on the equipment side. They're looking to see that you guys have experience. And the only other piece of bit of information would be the credit there, on the personal credit there. Are you guys in good shape there with your credit? Would you rate it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
No, right in the middle, 650.
650. Okay. Yeah, I mean, on the equipment side, you're right on in the realm of what we look for an approval. On the capital side, like I said before, it is based more off your top line revenue, so that'll help you guys out with the time in business. But I feel like there's a lot of opportunity here. If you guys are looking to grow, that's kind of what we specialize in, small, medium-sized businesses. We're looking to grow with you guys. So I feel like there's a
Well,
lot
I
of
mean, the thing is that I'm not gonna. I promised after I did this one, I'd never get into another one because I know how it's set up. So it's, yeah, the money helps, but the payback of paying back that fee, and it was just, it was not how I thought it was gonna be.
I got you. I got you. So here,
And so.
let me ask a question here. If we were, let's hypothetically say we were able to free up 80,000 for you, what kind of return would you see on that? I mean, with the expansion there, with the plans that you do have, what kind of turnover would you have on that?
That's not the case. I mean, it's that 80 grand would make me probably 300 grand.
Okay. So I mean, if it's going to make you
But
three 300K,
the thing is that that's spread over and paying that 80 grand back with that fee, so 80 would be returned, 105, because you guys are going to add, 15 to 25 grand to it. So
I mean, we're still looking at a $200,000.
yeah, but I'm looking at, I'd much rather do what I'm doing and keep that extra 15 to 25,000 bucks. And that's how I'm looking at it. So it's,
I mean, if we're passing up on $300,000 worth of extra revenue there for the business over a $10,000 payback over a year or two, I'm just trying to figure out where I'm going wrong there on that.
where you're going wrong is that there's slow times, which is winter, and that payment continues, and that turns out to be a pure profit from the bottom line going out instead of it going to the company. So it's
How long have
easier
you guys
to say, okay, I'm going to take me an extra year to slowly grow instead of expand quickly.
I got you. So if we were maybe able to free up,
So
I'm trying to figure out what number then you're shooting for there. If the 80K wouldn't really get you there, what were you looking for?
no, it's a, I don't see it working again.
I mean, if it's going to go the same way it went last time, of course. But I mean, if you have the opportunity there and everything's lined up, I feel like this is an opportunity worth looking at, especially if we can get your equipment on a different program and you can free up the additional capital there
No,
for you guys to use as well.
the equipment and stuff, because the expansion wouldn't be happening because now it's fall. So I wouldn't be expanding until May or June of next year.
Okay.
So right now, doing it now, and you just gave me clarity that I'm not going to do it now, even though my dad wanted to do it.
So what were the
I'm not.
plans here in the next month or two you were talking about?
That's what I was thinking, because it's going to rain like a son of a bitch, so.
I got you. Where are you guys located at? You guys are in Loomis?
Yeah.
What part of California is that?
Near Sacramento.
Okay. Yeah, we're down here in San Diego, so we're a little south to you, but I know weather conditions will definitely affect that. But.
Yeah, you guys only get 3 inches of rainfall.
I'm not complaining about that.
We get 50.
Good Lord. All right, well, how about this? Is there a good email there? I can shoot you my information, and you guys can kind of look this over, see if it's something.
No, just give me a call probably around March of next year.
Okay, I'll put you in for a follow-up there. If anything does come up before then, you got my number there on your phone there, and we can have that discussion.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate it.
Totally.